The next one, analyzing chord progressions. Remember I said we're going to come back to the, when we started out, I picked G minor, B flat, F, and C. By the way, the mode we just played, I said I didn't remember the name. It's Phrygian major, that's what it's called. The fifth mode of the harmonic minor scale. So we're back to G minor, B flat, F, and C. Let's hear it. Like two, three, four. Analyzing chord progressions. When I analyze this, I know this is too much information for you right now, but in time, you'll know your harmonized scale so well that you'll be able to see what mode that progression is in, if it's in a particular mode. And so I know this is like way beyond some of you, and some of you, you're not that far from it. But like a G minor harmonized scale would look like this. G minor, A half diminished, B flat, C minor, D minor or D7, E flat major, F, and G minor. Again, G minor, A half diminished, B flat, C minor, D minor or D7, E flat, F, and G minor. If you don't know that, you could always go to the key of B flat, which is its relative major, B flat, C minor, D minor, E flat, F, G minor, A half diminished in B flat. That one, I see some of you nodding that you're more familiar with the majors. That's fine. So we're just taking a mode of the B flat major scale and harmonizing it out. Going one step further, I know I'm going quick, but when I see a progression like G minor, B flat, F, and C, I see it as G minor, that's a one chord, B flat's a three chord, F is the seventh chord, but when we get to this, right there, C, it's supposed to be C minor in our harmonized scale, wasn't it? It was B flat major, C minor, D flat, or D minor, right? So that was supposed to be C minor, but it wasn't. It was a C, which introduces a note, only one note, because it's only one note different between C minor and C major, that has a certain characteristic in with respect to G minor, which is, it happens to be the natural sixth. And the natural sixth in a minor key is called Dorian. I know this is too much information, but this is what you will learn when you learn the modes. You'll see it as a minor mode, and you'll know it has a natural sixth because the C major chord told you it was there. And so you put all that together. Dorian is the second mode, so it's the same as F major. So just humor me and play F major. An F major scale, I mean, that is. And I'll play the progression. So you'll be... You could play it at fret 13 if that's too far. Here we go, and I'll play that progression. 2, 3. Pentatonic. Go back to G minor pentatonic, which this progression, you guys told me earlier in the session that it was G minor, and you used G minor pentatonic and everything sounded great, right? So go back to that for a second. 3, 4. Down 2 frets. Good, here we go. 3, 4. Fine with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But how different does that F minor, F major scale sound? Go back to F major and explore how different that sounds. Totally, almost a different world, really. So imagine how cool, very good, you guys. Imagine how cool it's going to be when you can, one, diagnose the mode, 2, know how to finger it, because it all is from the major scale, and there are only 5 positions of the major scale, so it's not new fingerings. When you learn new modes, it's just a mental thing. It's not a... You don't have to learn all these... Right, there's 7 modes and 12 keys, so 12 times 7, that's a lot of fingerings. But fortunately, it all boils down to 5 fingerings. So that's that part. And then the last part is integrating. How cool is it going to be when you can integrate the Dorian, or whatever mode you're in, with the minor pentatonic? May I get one of you, or both of you, to play the progression and I'll demonstrate?
Before we move on real quick, can you summarize what you were just talking about, why the F major scale sounds good in that key? What mode is it?
It's called Dorian, it's a bigger story. It's not like something you're gonna understand right now.
Okay.
But I analyzed the progression and I discovered one of the chords was non-diatonic.
Uh-huh.
And I discovered that within that chord, it gave me one non-diatonic note. I analyzed that note and it was the natural sixth. And I know I'm in a minor key, and I know that, because I've memorized the modes, that a minor key with a natural sixth is Dorian. And I know that Dorian is the second mode, so since we're in G minor, it's like G is the second note of some parent key, and I know the parent key is F. I don't think F when I play it. You guys are doing it just because, for expedience, but I think G minor, but I know also that the muscle memory is the same as the key of F. If that makes any sense.
So
that's all you're going to get.
Several steps.
There's several steps. Yeah, you're not going to get it all right now. But imagine what it's going to be like when you can like do the progression. I'm going to simply demonstrate oscillating between G minor pentatonic and G Dorian. All right, here we go. 2, 3, 4. Playing a minor on the C. Do C major. Alright, 2, 3, 4. Cool, right? I don't know if you heard it, but I don't know if you were able to hear the toggling, but that's what happened. I was using G minor pentatonic and then going back and forth. It's going to be great. It's not a huge... It's not beyond you guys at all. And so this is, you're looking into the future. The last one on the list, voice leading, this is probably more advanced, and we may not get to this for quite some time. It simply means the connection between chords. When I see let's take that progression we just had, when I see G minor to B flat, I can see the notes, and I know where the chord tones are. So wherever I am, I can go from one chord to the next with very little effort, because I see the voice. The voice leading means there's chords aren't really as far apart as they seem if you take the notes out of order. So G minor looks like it's on the 3rd fret, B flat looks like it's on the 6th fret or 1st fret. They look like they have nothing to do with each other. But actually, G, B, D, let's do G minor 7. No, let's just do, no, I'm getting ahead of myself. G minor and B flat have, first of all, they have 2 out of the 3 notes the same. The B flat and the D are the same for both chords. Did I say that right? Yeah, I said it right. B flat and the D are the same for both chords. For G minor, it's the 3rd and the 5th. For a B flat, it's the 1 and the 3. And so the only thing that changes is the other note. The G changes to F, and that's only down a whole step. So suddenly, 2 chords that seemed so far apart are now 2 out of 3 notes identical. The 3rd note only changes by a whole step. And guess what? It's all like that. All music is like that. You play piano. You used to play piano. You look at a pianist improvising, and you look at the right hand gets all the attention because that's where the melody's coming. But if you look at the left hand, they're not really moving that much. They're certainly not going plunk over here for G minor and plunk over here for B flat. They're just changing 1 or 2 notes. That's what's happening. So when you understand voice leading, you understand the connection between all the chords. So this is just the last thing, food for thought. Eventually, you'll be able to solo on a progression like this, And you won't even need chordal accompaniment because... Alright, hold on. Out of tune. Yeah, I'm gonna have to hold on. So, you won't even need... You can solo and the listener will know where they are in the progression without even any chords behind it. That's how well versed you'll be in altering one or two notes to match the chords that are coming based on where you're to alter one or two notes from the chord you're on to the chord you're going to. 3, 4. Wait, what is it again? F and C? Alright, 3, 4. Hear the chords passing underneath. Could you not? A little bit? Mm-hmm. Yes? Okay, you could. So how do you just do that magically with no chords? How can I make chords happen while I'm soloing? It's voice leading. Everything is interconnected. There's only 12 notes, so guess what? There's a lot of... And I think voice leading is a fascinating subject, and I could go on and on, but it's not the purpose of this. So that was a great session, you guys. 20, 30 minutes exactly.